Okay, this is going to be a short one. I'm at least halfway done on my walk. And I've been praying, I'm fasting today for Lisa's gallbladder just to go away. Not the organ, but the need to do anything about it. That everything will be fit back into its proper frame. That we can just go on. The money that's being required to just take this thing out is, wow. I mean, it's nothing like it would have been without the insurance, but just because I have insurance doesn't mean I need to use it very often. In fact, my preference is not to use it, is to use it hardly at all. And Lisa, I was talking yesterday on Sunday. It was Easter. Easter was yesterday, just in case you need to get kind of a view for where we are in the calendar. Easter 2013. And of course, I think we've talked about here about I think the last recording was all about us going ahead and pursuing a master's in information technology network management, blah, blah, blah. And that I hope it's not too bad, certainly natural, that we've been pondering what we would do once the master's was had. And I had just clicked cursory board. This is one of the things that getting the master's degree is supposed to take up some time from, was from the things that I normally do to deal with just boredom. That I looked at some contract jobs, and among the first of them was smaller contract jobs making $750 a day. And, you know, 3-month contract probably is part of a project, which is excellent because I need more project experience. And at some point it needs to be project management. I need to be able to manage it. I need to get those kinds of opportunities. And that may be steering. That may help steer circumstances. Let me zip up my jacket here. We're going to get some wind, and it always does beastly things to the microphone. Hopefully when I cover it up, you can still hear me. It's maybe a little muffled, but at least you won't get all the wind noise. Anyway, so Lisa kind of latched on to that and said, you know what, Jay? Yeah, and said, well, maybe it would be good if you stayed here. You know, our circumstance in Tucumcari, our house here, various other parts of it, are very, useful because it's very low cost. If I take these contract jobs, I can go work that contract you know, I'm already accustomed to camping out for Pete's sake, far beyond what would be considered even decent. I don't have much of a concept of decent. Anyway, time to go out and take care of these things. 3 months, 6 months hits on it, hard hits, but ones that just generate just a ton of money. This is like going out and doing per diems times 10, probably. Well, probably more than that, but who cares? I think Lisa got it in enamored of the whole idea. As a short-term getting ourselves out of debt fix, she's also said that she would just as soon not get rid of our house in Tucumcari. I have no interest in keeping up with it particularly. I think Lisa sees it as a possibility. She's also gotten a bit enamored, and I think she mixed some stuff. That $750 a day contract job was not in New Zealand. So every once in a while I look at New Zealand as an opportunity. One of the things that prompted me to go back to school was the fact that New Zealand wasn't going to offer me a skilled migrant in a tricky field sort of a visa. It's pretty much a resident one. It was pretty much one saying you can stay here for as long as you want. In fact, you can come before you have a job offer. They like a job offer. That'll help tons of points. Anyway, so I've occasionally been looking at that, especially since the UK has gotten a bit difficult. And I've always kind of had in the back of my mind that to go to New Zealand first would open up another door to the UK later. Kind of with a view towards Shetland, ultimately. But that's a roundabout way of doing it. But maybe the roundabout way is the way these things tend to kind of happen, ultimately. If Shetland really ends up being the goal in the first place. Thinking about Tavish, Scott, and the MSP, the member of the Scottish Parliament, for Shetland, and his recent speech calling for home rule for Shetland. That's interesting. Those are the lines I've been taking along for a time. and then I needed to encourage him. Encourage him forward. And that there are people with whom he might find alliance in this. Maybe I'll refer him to Robert. Still looking to figure out why the Lord was so weird about me talking to the mission president there, who's since gone home, and his letter being forwarded to the branch presidency in Lerwick, and ultimately alighting upon Robert Williamson, who is kind of a political up-and-comer himself. Or he stood for council. Didn't win, but he stood for it. And that it might not be a bad thing to bring these two guys together, knowing that in what short conversation I've had with Robert, I felt that he was also somewhat of an independent person. Thinking here that I feel the Spirit of God moving in this matter, and that He can, and that if nothing else, He can go forward with a thought that if few others stand with him, that God stands with him. That this is an impression and a thought that other people have had, and that I think it has God's stamp of approval on it, and that he will help in the effort. And what a great help the Lord can be. So, some things to do today. Oh, I don't think I ever brought this up, but I've been bugged over time. I think I even talked about it in a few recordings. That I needed to give an invitation to Leonard Lorio I'm going to give him a Book of Mormon. And I prayed for guidance in how to present it to him and what to say. The best approach for Leonard was to present the Book of Mormon as a companion piece to the Bible and other people in our place. Same God the Father, same Jesus Christ. And there of God.
that we can. So we can take these things. And everything will be alright. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Lisa's gallbladder again. That what I told her, and I don't know what she always thinks of it, but that her C-section, all of a sudden, like the same day or a day before, she was pre-registering for the gallbladder surgery. She got this weird eruption on her C-section scar. 13 years later, just figure. Anyway, and that that thing, although painful and troublesome, was almost like a second chance to have faith that we wouldn't need to do the gallbladder surgery, that it would be taken care of somehow, in whatever manner the Lord has in store for it. That would just happen. Lisa's already been thinking about this kind of offhand. And now I'm thinking that probably just as well. She's been talking about, let's just cancel it so we can come back and reschedule the gallbladder thing later. And she can simply let it go. And everybody just says, yeah, we've got to stop anyway. Get her money back. The biggest thing is get her money back. And put faith and hope and blessings in the place of surgery. So, anyway, I'm often thinking of other things. There's always plenty of things to think about. Oh. So, I'm thinking about Brent's present thoughts, and it hasn't happened yet, and it seems like there's some stalling at the state presidency level. Keep saying he's coming, and then he doesn't come. And I'm sure there are reasons. He doesn't present Vex does not strike me as a man who would be unreliable. And so I have to have faith that if it's not happening, that there's a reason why it's not happening. We need to trust the Lord's timing in this. And hopefully, Father, that's me developing more faith. I know I need it. To a large extent, do I need it. So, anyway, and not knowing whether I'm going to be the best trainer, and if I am, it's already got its time limit on it, or it, on some level, because I'm going to be taking these contracts out. Lisa did the quick calculation and said, oh my gosh, if you're on a 3-month contract being paid $750 a day, she said, by golly, you're gonna be you're gonna make almost as much in 3 months as you make in 10 or 11 with your present job. And it's like, yeah. And you're like, that's not the point. The point is, we're going to be throwing money at getting rid of debt. Just dumping it. And the timing could work okay for this to happen, even in conjunction with Foreign Service. The Foreign Service is not a quick organization, as far as I know, with the sequester, with budget cuts everywhere, and money having to be found this place or that place to make sure that it's to kind of mitigate its biggest problems, that that the process will go even slower. And that, as far as I'm aware, that's not a problem. It works, it may work to my advantage. Give me a chance, perhaps, to finish up the master's, do a couple of good contract jobs to make this stuff happen. Maybe even, I guess I'm kind of torn in a way. Part of what this might do is get me an IT specialist job with the Foreign Service. Same kind of circumstance where you're bouncing from one place to another. But instead of putting out diplomatic fires, you would be, handling the back office stuff more. Vital to the job. It doesn't bother me if it's a support thing. Although, I don't know how much that speaks to leadership, so I'm going to just go with both. I'm just going to continue. And Lisa even, as I said last time, let's continue that one as well. It's like, okay. These are good thoughts. It goes along with opportunities. The opportunities that manifest themselves, you need to let them roll, you need to let them play. And if things go slowly, things don't go according to the timeline that seems traditional, that there's probably larger reasons. And one shouldn't be questioning the larger reasons. There's a lot of God in there. Hopefully I'm developing a little better faith, and I'm getting a little, patient. Patient is a good word. Patient is a good word for it. Get a little more patient. The things are in the hands of God, but although I need to do my part, of course, always. Let God do what He does best, lead. And if I am a leader on any level at all, it is leading under Him. Never have a problem with that. Some troubles I had in the past with having decent agency. With having agency. Seems like everybody else got to just choose whatever they please, and you go, well, okay, you've never, you are in a different track. This track I think God wants you to be in. It's a track that you have chosen over time. To get weird about it now and just say, well, why doesn't God let me do what I want? You're on a track, man. You can always get off, but might not be able to get that on. I just slow down. I had problems getting over that curb. Well, let's just see what happens. Just continue forward, knowing that I have asked, and Heavenly Father has been obliging for making sure that things don't happen to me. It shouldn't happen. Distraction. Either whether it's, you're really asking for more than anybody's willing to give you at the moment. And they might be just stopping me from things that I could have done that I just shouldn't get involved in. There's other things to worry about, but these things would be hindrances or impossible or whatever. I think Faith is a tricky lobster. because it tends to tell you to do things that might not seem immediately wise. Those that come back and say, so it isn't wisdom. And it goes back to my whole idea of we're just feeling out and trying to see. Not knowing what's acceptable, what's not, what's good, what's not, what's going to lead to something, what's not, what happened to the performance. I put it right there. Not going to happen this morning. I had it all set up. Why does the Book of Mormon get stuck somewhere? Well, maybe at least we'll come back before I leave and explain. Okay, well, that's it. I'm home. Courting disaster.